Australia could be starved of academics, with claims our boffins are overworked and underpaid. A study by Melbourne University reveals a quarter of the country's senior academics will retire over the next 5 years. It predicts those currently rising through the ranks may not number enough to replace them. The report says more needs to be done to encourage the professors of the future. Rachel Brown reports.
Australia's best and brightest academics are tipped to throw away their books for the private sector or international competition. A study on staffing issues facing the higher education sector has heard from 20 Australian universities and compared our system to others around the world. The report predicts the country will lose 5,000 academics over the next decade.
About 50% of the academic profession is due to retire.
Professor Lynn Meek directs the L.H. Martin Institute for Higher Education at Melbourne University and co-authored the study. He says there are a number of factors to blame for the pending exodus.
Of course, the demographic one is people are reaching retirement ages. And that's true not only for Australia, but for all OECD countries. So we're going to be competing with other countries for the younger academics.
And I understand the profession's stresses has been compounded by increased student-to-staff ratios?
Yes, over, say, the last 15 years, is an increase of the staff-student ratio from around 13 to 22. At the same time, funding to Australian universities has actually fallen in real terms between 1996 and 2004.
Professor Meek says while local academics are paid as well as or better than their international counterparts, their salaries still fall well short of those in the private sector. A panel of Australian and international vice-chancellors are meeting in Melbourne today to discuss the looming academia crisis. Sandra Harding, the vice-chancellor of James Cook University in Queensland, is one of the attendees. She says Australia's UK-based approach to growing academics makes it harder for people.
I don't know that we work well enough on the professional socialisation of academics. I think the system in the US does that much better than we do, quite frankly.
Are there any particular leaves that could be taken out of the books of, say, Asia or Europe or the Americas?
Oh, absolutely. In the United States, the training of academics is much more systematic. People are trained as cohorts. They do coursework, research, they'll do some teaching assistance, some research assistance as well, participate in conferences. In Australia, producing academics is really a process of splendid isolation.
William Cummings is the Professor of International Education at George Washington University in the US. He says it has its own problems.
This term that we don't use in the United States, but it's the same effect, casualization of the academic labor force. It's even more extreme in the United States than Australia at this point, with about half of our faculty being on a fixed-term contract.
What are some of the things that America has been looking at to help solve the problem?
You're fortunate in Australia. You have a more of a national system, so at least you have the arena for considering policy issues. I wouldn't say that in the United States we have that same good fortune. Despite the fact that there's been this casualization in the United States, we're not facing the same significant proportion of the profession approaching and electing retirement. So in terms of the overall size of the workforce, we're not probably facing as big as a crisis.
George Washington University's Professor William Cummings, ending that report by Rachel Brown.